Up to Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Seirvin, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Misha Tziyu Oivdei Koychove. A person was in a town for Shabbos. He knows where the Tchum Shabbos is. 2,000 Amis in either direction from the end of the city or from the end of wherever he is, where he was kind of Shvisa. And then Oivdei Koychove came and they dragged him out, schlepped him past the Tchum. A Ruach Ra, or some type of Ruach Ra, overtook him. The lashon of the Bartanura shenichnas by shade, v'nitrafadatai v'yatsa chutz letchum. He was not in control of himself. Some spirit took him over, and he wound up running out of his control. He ran out of the tchum. So now, where is he? He's standing outside of the tchum. How far can he go? Ein lo ela arba amos. He only has 4 amos. Why does he only have 4 amos? I thought a person has 2,000 amos in either direction. Well, the answer is yes. If Shabbos comes and you're in your house or you're kind of shvisa someplace, you have 2,000 amos in either direction. But if for whatever reason you wind up in the middle of Shabbos someplace else and when Shabbos set in, you didn't have a defined tchum, this is my place, you weren't kind of shvisa anywhere within that tchum, so we can't create a new tchum for you on Shabbos. It's only when Shabbos comes in. There's a tchum of 2,000 amos in either direction of where you're kind of shvisa, where you officially are for Shabbos, but he's officially nowhere. He has no pre-designated tchum, and therefore all he has is 4 amos. Now how we count these 4 amos, we're going to see a little bit later, but that's what he has now, 4 amos. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Hechziruhu. What if they brought him back? Not only did someone schlep him out of the tchum, the person schlepped him back. Or, not only did he lose his mind and he ran out of the tchum, but in that same state of where he had no control over himself, he comes running back into the tchum. Then, it is ki'ilu layatz, as if he never left. In other words, if he was taken back into his city, his whole city is like 4 amis. It doesn't make a difference how big his city is. Just like it was when Shabbos first started. But this is only, says the Bat Tanura, if he was taken out and brought back in against his will. But let's say he wasn't schlepped out, he walked out of the tchum. Or let's say he was schlepped out of the tchum and he walked back. So we don't say now he has whatever anyone would have had if he was in the city at the beginning of Shabbos. Then we say even where he comes back to, he only has 4 amos. The only time we say you get back your original tchum is if you were schlepped out and schlepped in. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Halichu'u le'ir acheres. Suppose they took him to another town. In the previous case, they just took him out and they left him somewhere, but he wasn't surrounded by mechitzas, as the Bat Tanura explains this. Now they took him into a different town that is surrounded by mechitzas. Or, nisanuhu, whoever took him out, or maybe he himself didn't know what he was doing, but it was beyond his control and he was placed bidir oibisar. Deer is an area that has a fence around it. It's made for sheep to go around and to graze. Sar, also for livestock, an encampment. Sometimes the sar was like where they surrounded it with wagons to protect themselves, but it's a large area and it's surrounded by mechitzas. And this is where he finds himself. Does he only have 4 amos? Or do we say, well, now that he's entered into an area that is surrounded by mechitzas, he can walk from side to side, wherever he is. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimrim, Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say, Mahalach es kula. No problem. You can go the whole thing. Because it's surrounded by mechitzas, it's as if it's all 4 amos. Listen, if a person is in a town, the town could be very, very big, but it's all considered 4 amos. So here too. He was brought here on Shabbos. Okay, but he was brought here out of his control. This is where he is now. And you can walk from side to side, from one mechitza to the other, diagonally, straight, around and around, wherever you want to go, as long as you're in these mechitzas. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva disagree. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva oimrim ein loy ela arba amos. According to these Tanaim, it's one thing. If when Shabbos comes, you're surrounded by mechitzas, therefore you can walk the entire area. It's all considered like 4 amos. But over here, they were schlepped out of those mechitzas that they were in when Shabbos set in. They're in a new area surrounded by mechitzos. They weren't here at the onset of Shabbos. They weren't in these mechitzos when Shabbos first started. Well, under these circumstances, all you have is four amos. And again, a little bit later on, we're going to see exactly how to measure these four amos. But you definitely can't go from mechitza to mechitza. In another pshat, the Batnura brings from his Rebbeim that really, you know what the problem here is? If you're in a set of mechitzas, it's okay, even if it's a new set of mechitzas. But they were scared. What if he's schlepped out of his original town and he's put into a wide open area that has no mechitzas? So someone's going to come along and say, oh, I remember this happened once, and a person was in an open field, animals were grazing there, and he was able to walk very far, but he's going to forget that over there were mechitzas around and around. So according to the second shot, it's a gzeira. Okay, Nana Mishnah is going to tell us an interesting story. So we have a machloikis till now. A person was schlepped out of his mechitzas where he started Shabbos, but brought into a new area with mechitzas. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say you can walk the entire area. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva say in the new area, even though he's surrounded by mechitzas, he only has four amos. Well, you should know that there was a story that took place with all of these tanoim. Did an Eved Kechavim schlep them away? No, but a ship did. Let's see the story. Maisut once happened. Shabo mi Prandisin. They were coming from Prandisin. Some say that these Heilige Tanoim were traveling together to Rome to ask the emperor to take off some of the very difficult gezeiros that he put on Klal Yisrael. And indeed, they were successful. In any event, so they're at the port, and they're here on the ship that's tied to the port. Their anchor is holding the ship in place. But before they had a chance to get off the ship, you know what happened? The anchor must have broke. And the ship drifted off into the sea. And that was after it was already Shabbos. So this is mamish the case of where they were forced to leave their original tchum. Did they have a choice? They were in the ship, but they're surrounded by mechitzas. The ship has mechitzas. So are they stuck to only four amos, or could they walk the entire ship? Zak the Mishnah. Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah hilchu eskula. They went the entire ship. Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Kiva lezazu me'arba amos. They didn't move away from their four amos. Sheratzu lahachmer al'atzman. They wanted to be machmer on themselves. Now, from this lashon that they wanted to be machmer on themselves, it's a little bit mashma. Really, Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Kiva would also hold that it's mutter to go the entire ship, but they wanted to be machmer. So, why would they say over here by the ship that it's mutter? How come this is different than if I was schlepped out of my mechitzas and put into a different set of mechitzas? So some say over here, it's not shaykh de gzeira. Well, I'm going to confuse this with an open field. When it comes to a ship, the Batnura explains, how do you give a person four amos? Four amos from where? From wherever you are right now. Where am I right now? I'm constantly moving. I can't pinpoint four amos unless a person is in one place. The whole din that you only have four amos from where you are, you can't say by a ship because how do you say the words from where you are? We're constantly moving. I'm in no one place. It's not shaykh over here to say you only have four amos. Furthermore, you know why this is different than the case of where someone has schlepped out of his town and, let's say, put off into a different area surrounded by mechitzas? Over there, he's in a brand new set of mechitzas. In this case, where they were on the ship, they're about to get off the ship, and boom, crack, the anchor lifts and they fly off into the sea. They drift off into the sea. So it's true, they're out of their tchum. They're out of the original tchum that they were in when Shabbos first came. But are they in a new set of mechitzas? No. They're in the same set of mechitzas that they were when Shabbos first started. It's just that the whole mechitzas moved with this ship. That's why really al pi halacha, even Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva may have agreed you can walk the entire ship, but they were still machmer on themselves. The Batanura says that the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, so quickly, chazring over, we learned in this Mishnah. Somebody starts out Shabbos, he has his tchum, 2,000 amos in all directions, but Ruach Ra schlepped him out of the tchum, he only has four amos. If they brought him back, and he can go wherever he could have gone with the original tchum. If he was taken to a different town, he wasn't just schlepped out of his mechitzas, he was taken into a different area that's also surrounded by mechitzas. Rabban Gamliel and Abulazar ben Azariah say, okay, you can go wherever you want within those mechitzas. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva say, no, he only has four amos. If he wasn't in these mechitzas when Shabbos set in, then he can't walk from one side of the mechitza to the other. And there was a story where all these heiligatanoim were on a ship. The anchor broke. The ship drifted off out of the tchum into the sea. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went the entire ship. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva said, no. We want to stay in our Arba Amos. That's because they wanted to be machmer on themselves. The Batnura explained that really, over here by the ship, it's not shaykh to say, Api Halacha, that you only have four Amos. One reason was because the ship is constantly moving, so where are your four Amos from? And another reason is that this is different because here, the Lamaisa still are in the same mechitzais that they were in when Shabbos came. It's just that they end their mechitzais on this ship, moved away.